Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I gotta shuffle on the radio with Brad and Bass. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Well, here we are. It's Thursday.
Yes, it is.
Here we is. Here it be.
Here it is. Here it's Thursday.
And away!
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
It's all right.
I can't really hear myself. What's going on?
Would you like me to turn you out?
A little bit, thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Much better.
Okay.
You're all offended, you know, because...
What?
Because Scott said that more of me, less of you, so now you're turning me down, so there'd be more you.
I'll turn me
you're
off.
You're just jealous,
you
that's all.
You do the show by yourself.
You're jealous.
The Lucille Ball Show.
You're jealous.
Starring Faith McFadden.
Jealous.
I'll just
jealous.
Go move into a bungalow with some assistant. It's me.
That's not good for the children. Not good for the show kids? Either.
Was that their kid? Wasn't that their kid?
No, that wasn't.
Little Richie? Little Ricky?
Little Ricky. They had a daughter and a son.
But was little Ricky theirs?
The actor?
Yeah.
On the show?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember. I knew that at one time. I don't know if that was their son or not.
Don't know.
I think it might have been. I mean, it would have made sense back then for them to do that. I would think that was.
What about little Richie on the Dick Van Dyke Show?
What do you mean?
Well, was he their kid?
They weren't really married, darling.
Oh.
I know you really want Dick Van Dyke and
they were a cute couple.
And Mary Tyler Moore to be married, but they were not.
And see, I never liked her when she went on her own.
When she became single?
When she was a Mary Tyler Moore single lady in the city.
When she threw her hat in the air.
Yeah. I mean, I liked the show, okay?
Uh-huh. It was funny.
But...
had the captain on it. Before it was the captain.
Yeah. Stooping.
Mm-hmm.
But... You know, we have all these little niches now. All these little podcasts have their niches.
Okay.
Is that the right word?
A niche, yeah.
And it's like, you know, like I don't even remember who it is now. Somebody's got where they do, like the Jesus Geeks, they do Sarah Connor Chronicles. They have great other stuff too. But I mean, they specifically do Sarah Connor Chronicles every week.
What do you mean they do?
They go over the show. They go over the show, what happened in the show, what it means, you know, the theories, all that.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
They talk about
okay.
it.
Okay.
I enjoy it. I listen to it because I like that show.
Uh-huh. It's a good show.
And then there's somebody else who does a show on Christian movies. They specifically tailor their – it's a Christian podcast, and they specifically tailor their show.
Do we
show
have a niche? We have no niche.
We have no niche.
Nope.
We have
I thought
no
we were
going
to be doing, like, segments now.
Ah, throw that away.
You got everybody all excited.
Yeah, nobody was excited about it.
Oh. Alrighty then.
Nobody thought that was a good idea. They like the randomness
of
the show.
I told you we're ADD.
Everybody likes the randomness of the show. They never know what's going to happen next.
I know. That's welcome to my world.
So I'm like, why mess with brilliance?
Yeah, I know. If you want to call it that.
Well, whatever. And but we are going to do that call thing.
What,
you
know, call,
we call somebody at the beginning.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. But we don't have to do it. We never, it can be whenever, willy nilly.
Right. We may
you
do
never
it.
Know.
We may do it right now.
Right now.
Might
right
do it
now.
Nope, I'm going to do it. So,
what were you saying about Dick Van Dyke and your
who? What?
Crazy desire for them to actually be married? You
maybe
were in
we
love with Mary Tyler Moore.
Maybe we should have a niche.
You were in love with Mary Tyler Moore?
When she was on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Mm-hmm.
Because she wore those little hot
that's
pants.
That's who you, she what?
She wore those little hot pants around.
They weren't hot pants, they're called cigarette pants.
They were pretty hot.
Yeah, whatever. You
they
wanted her to
pants.
Be your wife.
I thought I'd grow up and marry her, somebody like that. Mm-hmm. And I did.
There you go.
You're very married to Tyler Moore-ish from the Dick Van Dyke Show. Yes.
Okay.
Very, you wear those cigarette pants around when we were dating.
They're not in style anymore.
I know, so you don't wear them anymore.
I did, yeah.
When they went out of style, you didn't move out on your own, grow your hair long, and live in an upstairs attic of a house.
Oh, okay.
So we're good.
All right, it's good.
So, where was I? We should have a niche where we should talk about sitcoms. That should be our niche.
Sitcoms.
Yeah, from the 80s.
But only sitcoms. From the 80s.
Yeah. No. Any sitcom.
Any sitcom.
Yeah. Except for the, I don't like the ones today.
why you love the new adventures of old Christine.
Yes.
That's hysterical.
Yes.
She's funny.
But a lot of them today...
They're just too trashy. You can't even watch them.
Well, that one's pretty trashy, but the rest of them aren't funny. That's the problem.
It's just not even funny.
You can be trashy, but and I'll still watch it. It's just not funny. That's when I'm out. And Christine's not that bad.
No. It's not like it 2.5 like
Bonnie,
men. Though.
Bonnie was great. Oh, Bonnie was not clean. Trashy, and that's and why it didn't
hysterical,
work.
Hysterical, because nobody... Yeah. It Life wasn't trashy. Bonnie. That was funny.
Greatest sitcom that never made it.
I know. 2 seasons and...
Canceled.
It was a good show.
It was a great show. Do we watch any sitcoms now? Besides Christine, which is not on? I don't know what happened to it.
It starts tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, actually, not tomorrow when you're listening to this. Tomorrow when they were recording this, which was last Monday.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. It starts on Monday.
Last Monday. This is Thursday.
I don't know. Okay, I can't keep track of the days.
There's two timelines.
Yep. Happening
we
at the
are
same
outside of
time.
Time.
We are outside of time.
But this show was predestined to talk about it. So
no, we don't watch any sitcoms, by the way.
Yeah,
we watch
Monk. I like Monk.
It's not a sitcom.
But you don't watch it.
And I don't watch it. And the only time you ever watch is on Sundays when there's nothing else on.
Well, this is true.
Because it's a formula show.
But now it's football season and everything's on.
Yep. So now I've got to have 2 TiVos going.
Yeah, to get your shows plus.
Because his is always interrupting mine, is football business.
My football business.
And you know what?
What?
I'm not watching Amazing Race this year.
Because of me?
No, not because of you. Because of me. Because I don't want to watch it this year.
Okay, good for you.
I just get that got enough.
Get that drama out of your life.
No, I love that show, but I got enough.
Okay.
It's that drama.
You know what show I'm enjoying?
Which I'm going to go on the Amazing Race with you. I know you and Charlie think that you guys would be like the best Amazing Racers ever, but you and I would.
No, we wouldn't.
Yep. Yep.
Because when you get tired, that's it. You're done. Yeah, you're... I mean, when you're...
I went in a situation like that.
When you are hyped up and when you are game, they better look out. Because she's competitive and she will win no matter what. It is just a matter of... There's nothing that could stop her. However, when she gets tired, and these people, I've seen these people, they have to sleep in bad places, mm-hmm. and they get tired. And the trick of the Amazing Race is trying to make good decisions when you're exhausted.
Mm-hmm. And not make emotional decisions.
Mm-hmm. And you would be out sleeping in the car, and I would be having to figure out where we're going and what we're doing.
Well, that's why we do so good, because I could sleep and rest up, and you can function on no sleep. You're used to it. See, we're a perfect team.
We barely survived the amazing trips to Wisconsin. I'm not taking an amazing race, okay? By the time we get back from Wisconsin, we're like, I'm gonna stop and guess.
I do not. Shut up. It's my shut theme up. This week. Shut up.
I think that's everybody's theme, is that I should shut up.
Would you close the blinds? I can't see. I'm being blinded by the light. My retinas are burning.
That's me. That's me radiating. Oh, brilliance.
It is. It's your brilliance. Sure, it's not Christ in you?
It's Christ in me radiating through me.
Okay.
Like I modified my statement. It's the new international version of my statement.
Oh, Lord. Whatever.
So, not what I actually said, what I should have said. That's the new international version.
What I should have said.
Yeah, it's not what I was actually saying.
That's not what they
it's
were
what
saying.
Should have been
said. No, they said this is how it would sound if a normal person in the 19th, 20th century said it.
Ah.
Whenever that beat was written.
Potato, potato.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, the Christian flag, right? So I was looking at the
Why
I was
do we have that
the,
thing anyway?
I was listening to the Scott Roche Spiritual Roche. Stew.
Spiritual Stew?
Yeah.
He has a show called The Spiritual Stew?
Yes, he does.
Does it have carrots in it?
I think so. Carrots and, oh, we made stew.
I know. Oh. Yeah, that's good.
See, Hopkins County at the Fall Festival has a tradition where they have a stew.
This is why people like us.
Stew. You never know what you're going to get. Where they have a stew cook-off. We've talked about it before. And everybody gets together and cooks
giant
this
black
giant,
cauldrons
and you have to make
over
10
a fire.
Gallons.
Yeah, you have to make a certain amount. It has to be over an open fire.
Yes, over an open fire using a giant black kettle. You have to cook everything there.
Yeah, it has to be made there.
You can do preparation beforehand, but everything has to be cooked there.
Like you can bring all your chicken cut up and everything ready, but you can't.
You can't use cans.
No, it has to be all fresh.
So
no, I think you can use cans. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Okay.
Because people use Rotel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's certain things that can't, they have to be fresh, though. The chicken that cannot be cooked ahead of time.
I don't know, whatever. But they make Hopkins County stew.
I don't know. I don't know all the rules.
Which is a tomato-based stew. It's a chicken stew.
It's a chicken. Well, they have beef.
Do they do?
They have, well, not traditionally.
That's not traditional Hopkins County stew.
But now they have a beef section. Okay. And it competes separately. And that's not stew. That's just stew. Fancy chili, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm glad I got that out of it. I'm not saying you can't have beef stew.
Sure you can, but not in the competition.
It's not Hopkins County stew.
No, Hopkins County stew is chicken.
It's chicken.
And it's tomato-based chicken.
It's tomato-based chicken. And it's not soup. Trust me.
No, it's thick.
You know the difference.
It's a stoop. That's what Rachel Ray calls them, stoop.
No, it's not a stoop. It's a stew.
So it's between a stew and a soup.
Yeah, well, this isn't between. This is fully stew.
Okay.
Anyway, so Faith always has a problem this time of year because of her allergies. And so we sometimes, it just depends on how we feel. We either go or we don't go. If we go, then she suffers for the next 3 weeks. But this time she was already suffering, so we chose not to go. So, which is a big sad thing. I mean, really. I mean, and she even debated. Like, I don't want to be a spoiled sport. I want to go. And I'm like, yeah, but I want you to go to church with me tomorrow. So, you know, she didn't get to go anyway, but that's beside the point. The point is that we decided to make our own stew in celebration of the day.
Right.
So we went to, this was last Saturday, we went to the grocery store and we bought everything we needed to have. And we made it quick. We made it the fast way where we buy everything canned.
Yeah, we didn't do fresh. We do a little bit. We do fresh garlic and fresh tomato. And
we bought rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I was right. That was plenty of chicken.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Okay, let's change that statement.
Change this. You want a new interaction?
You know how much chicken would have been in there if you'd have bought that other chicken that I told you not to buy? And I was right. Thank you very much. I told you not to buy another chicken. Did I not say? Am I not the one who cooks every day?
Yes,
and you
cook.
Said, this is thankful. Not enough chicken. There's just not enough chicken. There's just not big enough. I don't think that's enough chicken. It's plenty of chicken. You're mad making
so this
a giant
is the
pot
Faith
of chili.
Revised version of what happened.
You wanted to buy another chicken and now you're saying that it was your idea? Oh, no, no, no.
Well, anyway, regardless of whose idea it was,
yeah,
I think
exactly.
The point is,
I think
one
the
chicken
point
was
is
bought.
One chicken was plenty.
And
I'm
was
glad
plenty.
That we did what Faith said to do.
I'm glad that.
Say that.
I'm glad that wisdom prevailed and one chicken was bought.
Can you say, I'm glad we did what Faith said to do?
I'm glad that a lot of times we do what you say to do.
In this situation.
I think I was the one that insisted on the one chicken.
No, you did not. You
I don't know where
fat,
you have that.
Fat liar.
She just called me fat. I've been told to shut up, and I've been called fat.
You are a
I
liar.
I have lost a lot of weight. Thank
yes,
you very
you have.
Much.
You look
I am
very,
no
very
longer
slim
considered
and trim.
Obese.
You
I am only
are a
considered
liar.
Fat.
Liar.
It's not lying.
Liar,
I'm not
liar, pit and
I'm out of the obese range.
You are a liar. You did not say to only buy one chicken.
Fine.
You are a liar.
Fine. If you want to hog all the credit for the chicken, that's fine.
I will. Thank you. I just want to make sure you weren't lying. Lying.
Oh, good grief. Are you done?
Liar. Hey! Those are little... Are those little ones?
No.
Oh.
She's looking for light bulbs. So, anyway, besides... I don't know how we got to all that. What were we talking about originally?
I don't even know. Stew.
Spiritual stew.
Oh, yeah, the flag.
So we made this stew, and it's so good. But we made it. See, Helen never likes stew.
Right, because it's because I always make it spicy. And Brad makes it spicy.
Okay, thank you. We always make it spicy. Put Rotel in it and jalapeno or two and
yeah,
whatever.
And, so if it doesn't make you cry, it's not stew.
But we couldn't
make it spicy this time because I got enough of a nose problem without that.
I wanted Helen to enjoy it. I did put cilantro in it. It's about the only spice that's in it.
Which really doesn't make it Hopkins County stew because you're not supposed to put cilantro in it. It's more of a taco soup if you're putting cilantro in it.
It's okay.
Okay.
So anyway, we... So spiritual stew. So, Pledge to the Christian flag.
Oh, there you go.
All the way back.
Woo!
Wow. I don't pledge allegiance to the Christian flag.
Yeah, they do that at Vacation Bible School.
Yes.
And I always look around like, what are we doing?
I don't know
really
the words to the pledge
what we're doing.
Of the Christian
flag. I don't
flag.
Know why we're doing it, and I'm not doing it.
I don't have any allegiance to the Christian flag. Therefore, I have nothing to pledge.
Okay.
But I have allegiance to Christ.
The American flag.
I pledge allegiance. Yes, I have allegiance to the American flag.
Okay.
I might even pledge allegiance to a Texas flag. You told me how to do that. Exactly what that would mean. But I have an allegiance to the Christian flag.
Okay.
I have allegiance to Christ, and I would be glad to pledge my allegiance to him, which I already have done.
Right.
By being baptized. Uh-huh. Well, I don't know if that's really not an allegiance, but nevertheless, the idea is the same.
Okay.
That I pledge my allegiance to Christ by surrendering myself to him, by allowing him to fill me up. It really doesn't enter into it. You're really trying to mix a secular thing with a spiritual thing by trying to have an allegiance. That's a secular commitment. Whereas spiritually, we are dead and born again. It's really two separate things.
Okay. So we're not pledging to the flag, huh?
I'm not pledging to the Christian flag. I don't agree with it. I don't like I don't know where it came from. I need to study the history of it, but I don't.
Yeah, why don't you go find that out? Maybe you should have found that out before we did this.
No, I don't really care that much.
Okay.
I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to teach my kid to do it. I'm not going to teach Helen not to do it. She can make up her own mind about that, but I'm just going to tell her my reasons for not doing it, and she can make up her own mind.
Okay.
Meanwhile, this week at school.
Yes.
Homeward Bound came a
little sheet out.
Yes, yeah. Which they come every day. And they usually have hundreds and little smiley faces written on them, you know, and little very well, good, and excellent job, and way to pay attention. Or and some of them come home saying you didn't follow instructions with big 50s on them. But anyway. this happens. But the majority of them are good,
mm-hmm.
which makes us happy. Well, this one came home, and it had 100 on it, and it was fine. But face like, did you read that? And I looked at it again, and I noticed it had a fossil on it. I'm like, oh, well, let me read this. And it said, fossils are blank years
and
old.
And Helen had to, no. And
it was blank million years old. Go get it.
I don't know where it is.
All right, well, what happened was I wrote a note on the paper, and I sent it back to school, and it never came back. Or if it did come back, Faith threw it away. I don't know. But anyway, the point is that it said it was all about evolution. Well, it wasn't about evolution. No. It was about the age of fossils being millions of years.
Right.
And it didn't, and that's all it said.
And it was just said, the one sheet.
It was just the one sheet, and it just said, fossils are blank million years old, and Helen had to write in two.
She didn't have to write in the age. It was, she wrote in fossils, and.
Yeah, it was a blank million years old. I read the thing. I remember it. It was
a
blank.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, the point is that that's my flashpoint.
Yeah,
that's my.
He lost his mind.
I lost my mind. I didn't write her a hateful letter.
No, but you wrote a note stating,
I wrote a note saying,
we, the McFaddens, do not believe in evolution and da 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 da. Answers in Genesis.org, da 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 da. Do not teach my child evolution.
That's not what I
said.
If
you would like to talk with me, please contact me. Thank you, man.
I said that it's okay to teach Helen about evolution as long as you teach it as a theory. I don't want her to be told that it's a fact, which this paper does state. And it did.
And it did. But then, the next day, she sent home a letter, and it said, Mr. McFadden, I am sending a copy of today's science lesson. On Monday, we talked about the two theories we read from our science book.
Right.
So then she showed us, she says, we discussed that as Christians, we believe in the Word of God and believe the creationist theory. Both are discussed in our science books.
I said you don't have to read.
I am not underlined teaching evolution. I just think it's so funny because you lost your mind.
Well,
I just wanted them to know the difference. That's what she said. And then she sent home their whole lesson, which talked about how creationists believe that the worldwide flood caused most of the fossils and da 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 da.
Which is great.
Which is hysterical because Helen brings home this paper the next day after that and says, Daddy, this will make you really happy.
Yeah.
And it was a paper about, does evolution theory state that the earth made itself? Yes. Do people who believe that God made the earth also believe the evolution theory? No. Did God once destroy the earth by fire? No. Did the Genesis flood bury fossils? Yes.
There you go. But I didn't have all that information.
Right.
I just had the one paper.
Right.
So I reacted in a proper way. What bothered me, and my whole point bringing all this up, was that Helen, in the middle of me writing this letter, says, Daddy, they know what they're doing.
And then he really lost his mind.
Then I really lost my mind. I said, Helen, you make up your mind for yourself.
No, and you say.
And I said, me and mommy are just as qualified. We have just as much education as your teachers do, and we know what's going on. And I said, you don't ever assume they know what they're doing. you question everything, and you and mommy and your daddy know more than they do, and all that. You know, I gave her the whole speech, but she was okay. And so then we're riding our bikes later. Later that night, we went for a bike ride, just me and her, and it's really kind of our time to be alone, and have the opportunity to have other discussions and talk. And we were riding, and she says, "Daddy," I said, "Yeah," and she said, "Can I believe my teacher about math?" Mm-hmm. And I said, "Oh, you know," so I got to explain, you know, it's not about that. It's about, anyway. So we had, so it was interesting. It was an interesting day.
And hopefully you didn't tell me that. Learned a lot.
Yeah. "Can I believe my teacher about math?" I'm like, "Yes. Yeah, this is about,
as long as it beliefs. Didn't take a millions of years to create right. the problem, sure."
Right. And no, you shouldn't believe your teacher about math. You should look at it look and at see it if it, if yeah. she teaches you 2 + 3 = 4,
then no.
Then don't believe her, you know, because you know 2 + 2 = 4 and you can prove it.
It's 5. Two plus three is five.
Right.
You said 2 + 3 the first time.
2 + 3 = 4.
And then you said
2 + 2 = 4.
But I thought you were going to say 2 + 3 = 5.
Yeah, zig when you thought I was going to zag.
I know.
That's the way this show is. All right, everybody.
Off the hook.
Off the hook?
I don't know.
Really?
Sure.
Can I go with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, everybody, thanks for joining us today. What are we going to call this one?
Millions and millions of stars.
Call it the squirrel stew.
Squirrel stew?
Squirrel stew.
I'm not eating squirrel stew.
Why not? It's good. You never had squirrel stew?
No.
They should have that at the fall festival. Should. I've had squirrel stew. It tastes just like chicken. Well, it's a little gamier. It's like dark meat chicken. Kind of like duck. If you made duck stew, that's what it would taste like.
Oh.
Squirrel, except a little more radish.
I don't think it's right that you eat squirrel. And that means you're a cannibal.
I'm not.
You're eating yourself. Eating squirrels.
I'm not
Aren't
a squirrel.
You a squirrel?
No, not literally.
Coupon squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.